Okay, now that the World Cup has come and gone, there are some sour notes being sounded. An ex-Irish lock by the name of Neil Francis, no, I hadn't heard of him either, has said, can we really celebrate the Bok win? Because Apiwet Yanchi, who didn't play for the Boks, has been found guilty of steroid abuse. His B sample also tested positive, and he faces a 4-year ban. So Mr. Francis asks, can it be that he was the only one that was caught? And that, you know, look at them, they're big boogers. And the only way you can become a big booger is to take a steroid. So I think that we must put a big question mark against the win in the Rugby World Cup by the Springboks. I don't know if that's what he sounds like. I'm just guessing. And then Jeremy Guscott, who was singing the praises of the Boks while he was in the Super Sports studio. Well, he was being paid vast sums of money, wasn't he? He's written a column which I've not been able to find because it appears that the column might have been taken away from the rugbypaper.co.uk. So you read any story about this suggestion of his, which is that the law should be changed to allow only 3 substitutions during a match. 7, a bit like soccer then, that you have 7 or 8 people in your reserves, but you're only allowed to put 3 of them onto the field during the course of play. So there's a lot of commentary about it, and one Irish journalist says it's a load of absolute codswallop. It's ridiculous, the suggestion. But I've not been able to find the original column, nor has Nicola. So I don't know whether the column was written in response to the great success of the Bok bench, and there's no doubt that the way Russi used his 6-2 split in most of the matches of the tournament was an important part of our success. Let's ask the Stormers coach, John Dobson. Hello, John.
How's it, John?
Firstly, the steroid thing. Can you say, hand on heart, with absolute confidence, that there's nobody in the Stormers squad, which is going to start training fairly soon for next year, is abusing steroids?
Yeah, I can. We can already, and I think we can. I think it's just nothing more than ridiculous. So I think, the last kid we had caught was a guy called Herman Krobler, now plays for, not the cricketer, obviously, he's passed away, and he plays for Gloucester. And he was tested off the Carrick Cup final in 2014, failed that, and got 2 years. Now, none of these kids, if they think there's a possibility of a 2-year ban, I think that the stick is so frightening now, here. I mean, every game is that the lucky packet comes in with the numbers 1 to 23, 4 drawn out. It's we sit on the bus waiting for them to wee, which sounds hard when you're under pressure, you know. So I think it's pretty rigorous. I think it's a really childish comment by Neil Francis.
But Apiwet Yanchi did take steroids. I mean, he's going to appeal, but generally, you know, if your A and B sample test positive, you're guilty.
Yeah, there's and I think Chilli Boy has been caught, unfortunately, been caught twice. So there are guys who are shortcut, but I don't think it's endemic to South African rugby, and they. What people sometimes don't appreciate, and maybe this World Cup has illustrated, is a desperation of some guys from where they come from to perform. And that, of course, is more of an education thing than rather than us being cynical cheats. There's no way you can tell me that a proper senior professional is using any form of steroid whatsoever. A counter doesn't exist. I mean, I work with them all day, every day. It doesn't exist.
Okay. And then, I mean, I don't know whether Jeremy Guscott has got a bit of sour grapes about how successful the Bok bench was against the team that he represented as a rugby international for many years. But it does seem to me that rugby is so intense. Players are so strong. The collisions are so physical that to only have the use of 3 substitutes in 80 minutes plus of rugby is a ridiculous suggestion.
I mean, you're absolutely spot on. I mean, it's the biggest load of codswallop I think I've ever heard. I had 2 games this year in the Curry Cup, which were where we made 7 substitutions based on injury. So only 1 tactical. You know, it's a catastrophic. Every player, when we do our injury season program, we sort of forecast 1 player every 3 months. So a player will have a catastrophic injury every 3 months of playing. The catastrophic being is up to 6 months or more. And it's just because of the collisions. I mean, the ball in play in the first World Cup thing, Ross Tucker would tell it better than I, but it was about 23 minutes. Now we're into close to the 40s of ball in play. We're going from 50 tackles in 1987 to 50 tackles per team to 250 per team in this World Cup, you know. So you're just not going to have the players on the field. Another thing, which other than the human factor, because I don't like soccer, where you train the whole week with your team and then we don't put you on. And it's very cruel when they make the guys run off to Canada and stuff like that. But the other thing is we're going to become a rugby league because you need power. And I know you've got to condition Stephen Kitsoff to be powerful. If you have to condition him to play 80 minutes, he's going to lose 20 kilos. And every player is going to be the same size and it's going to look like rugby league because scrumming is not going to be what determines. It's going to be determined by fitness. And we don't want a game by fitness. You want the whole beauty of rugby, which is this balance of power, explosivity, fitness, skill, you know. So I think it's a ridiculous idea.
Okay, I'm going to send that to Jeremy.
Not for me, though.
No, I mean, look, he has been widely criticised and pilloried for the suggestion. I haven't found anybody who's thought it's a good idea. John, when do you start? You've got players who were part of the Japanese contingent. I hope they're having a good rest. But everybody else, are they in conditioning training already? When do you start seriously getting the squad together for the next Super Rugby season?
I mean, that's the cool thing and the crazy thing about. We started in the 1st of October. So we've actually just had our first sort of pre-season break. You know, we start again tomorrow to go up until the 20th of December. The Super Rugby is a couple of weeks earlier, so Superhero Day is the 19th of January, so and we got a friendly on the 11th of January, so it's crazy. But I've got a message from Richard Kempson, who's the King's acting director. He said, good luck on sobering your lot up, because I've had lots of what's have been drinking beer on a bus for 7 days, but we're going to give them a proper break. Yeah.
John Dobson, thanks very much for talking to us, who will be debuting as the Stormers coach next year.